Coronavirus has changed the way we go about our lives in numerous ways. The way we do business, the way we interact in public, the way we learn and teach, even the way we govern. It's different. And that includes many of the volunteer and community service initiatives that enrich our communities. I'm David Fair, and this is Washtenaw United. It is around this time every year the United Way holds its National Day of Service. This year, it too will be different, including the manner in which the United Way of Washtenaw County conducts its Day of Service. We have two guests today. I'd first like to say hello and welcome to Madeline Mortimer. Madeline is Senior Development Associate with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and thank you so much for the time today.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
And Kristen Klotschko is Communications and Operations Coordinator with Engage at EMU. It supports the programs and initiatives that build the bridge between Eastern Michigan University and the community. And thank you so much for your time today, Kristen.
Of course, yes. Thanks for having me as well.
Madeline, I'll start with you. In years past, what has the Day of Action looked like in our area?
So in the past, the Day of Action has always been around having a day to take action and address a variety of challenges. But it has often been a very hands-on event. We'd have individuals or groups who go to different nonprofits in the area and help do things like yard cleanup or painting and things of that nature.
And Kristen, EMU has been a regular participant in years past. How has EMU been involved?
In the past few, we've always focused on a citywide cleanup day for Ypsilanti. So I believe last year they went to Riverside Park and did a cleanup there, and they've done things with Riverside Arts Center, and really supporting the local organizations like that.
And Madeline, this year, as I've mentioned, is going to be different, and most of what is going to take place will be done virtually. How does that work, and what are we looking at?
Yep, this year is going to be quite different, so we're actually calling it National Day of Virtual Action. Here, rather than just hands-on, we're going to have four ways that you can participate. So we're going to have remote volunteering. So these are projects that can be completed off-site by volunteers, mostly from their home, such as making cards for homebound seniors.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have virtual skill-based volunteering. So these are projects that can be completed anywhere, and they're aimed at engaging volunteers with a specific skill set, such as like finance, marketing, communications, things like that. And then we'll also have hands-on volunteering. So that'll be kind of like the normal volunteering that we've done in the past, but we only have a few of those this year, since COVID-19, and we're also going to be making sure that people are using proper safety precautions. And then this year, something that's specifically new is advocacy. So United Way of Washtenaw County has been focused on advocacy, equity, and racial justice, mm-hmm. as you know, but we need our community to help us to make this change. So we wanted to add that this year, especially with everything that's going on.
And Kristen, what role will Eastern Michigan University be playing in this new virtual Day of Action?
So Eastern has a few things set in place right now that we're pushing out. So one of them, like Madeline mentioned, was writing thank you notes, but we've chosen three different organizations to specifically encourage students, staffing, faculty, and anyone really, but we try to push our community that's on campus to participate through us with Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, the Child Care Network, and St. Joe's Mercy Hospital. So anyone can log on to our website or United Way's website and input a thank you note or a note of support that they would like to write down, and then we will print them up and then get them to the designated areas. And then we're also helping to make face masks and face shields. So anyone interested in those things, whether they're university affiliated or not, can participate with us through the National Day of Action.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about the National Day of Service that comes up on Sunday, June 21st. In large part, it will be a virtual Day of Service this year. With the United Way's Madeline Mortimer and Kristen Klotschko from Engage at EMU. Madeline, given that so much of this year's event will be done remotely, do you have any indication whether participation levels will be in line with years past?
That's a good question, and it's kind of hard to tell because, in a way, people might see it as something different and not know exactly how to engage, or people can see it as a great opportunity. You know, I've been home, I've been wanting to do something, but I haven't known what to do. So this is showing that it can be available to everyone in that way. We do have a good amount of people signed up so far, but we also think that a lot of people may be signing up in groups, specifically at their workplace, where one person signs up and then they share the information of how to buy something from a wish list or how to make the card. So
kind of creating in-place teams.
Yes, so we can still have teams and groups working on these things even though we're not together.
And Kristen, the campus at Eastern Michigan University has virtually been closed for a couple of months' time. Not many folks around, be it faculty, staff, or students. How is that going to impact Engage at EMU's participation?
So you would think that it would negatively affect participation, but we actually have had quite a bit of thank you notes written already because everything is virtual. So what we've done is we've placed announcements for this effort on Canvas, which is the portal that all students view to go to any of their classes. So before they go to their homework or a discussion post, that notification pops up, as well as the My EMish portal, which all staff, faculty, and students view. And because with thank you notes, especially, it's a quick 5 to 10 minute effort that makes a lasting impact, a lot of people are very willing to take that time, write something down, and then go about their day. And then for the face masks, we've actually had over 200 volunteers already and more in June to come. So we're doing pretty well.
Sounds like it, and I'm glad to hear it. This is 89.1 WEMU, our Washington All United conversation on the National Day of Service continues with Kristen Klotchko from Engage at EMU and Madeline Mortimer from the United Way of Washtenaw County. Now, Madeline, this is something you touched on earlier. I just want to dive a little deeper. While COVID-19 has changed this year's National Day of Action in our community, issues of systemic racism have moved to the fore once again. The United Way of Washtenaw County, as you mentioned, has already been invested in addressing issues of equity and opportunity. Is there going to be an increased focus on driving more change, perhaps even in the planning of the 2021 Day of Action as we move through the rest of this year?
Yes, so I think from now on, advocacy will probably be something that will always be added to our Day of Action because we realize that there's more ways to take action than just volunteering. You know, as I said, this is something that United Way has been doing a lot of for years, but we are seeing that our community wants to make real change right now, so we wanted to bring out these opportunities for them to look into this. So this year, with our advocacy, we're going to be sharing ways to advocate by giving, advocate by doing, advocate by learning, and advocate for Juneteenth.
For those who may not recognize the term Juneteenth, explain exactly what that is.
Of course. Juneteenth is short for June 19th. And this is a holiday commemorating this day, which marks the effective end of slavery in the United States.
And, Kristen, when students return to the Eastern Michigan University campus for fall semester, I don't think there is any doubt addressing racism among the student body and with the faculty and administration will be front and center, as it has in years past. How is Engage at EMU looking to help steward those conversations and potential changes?
Yeah, so we as the university and as Engage always stand with our students, especially during this time. We support our students of color, and we really are in deep discussion right now because we have a lot of after-school programs and different community forums already and how we can tailor those or really educate ourselves and the community on how to have these conversations, what happens next, how do we move forward in sometimes uncomfortable times, right? But times that we need to make a change. So we're really working on facilitating those conversations, working with the university and working with United Way to have some events planned for the fall.
I'm going to ask this as our time winds down together, but I want to ask each of you this question. As you assess what has been going on in the national conversation, as we watch people take to the street, as we seem to be gaining momentum on making changes that might actually address systemic racism that has been ignored for so long, what is it you are most optimistic about through these difficult times? Madeline, why don't we start with you?
I'm optimistic about people really coming together. I think we've seen that right now, that a lot of people are stepping up, and people of color and a lot of allies are. And so I think it's just important that people seem willing to learn more about what the problems are so we can really make that change.
And Kristen, same question. Where does your optimism lie?
Yeah, I feel the same way as Madeline. And also just to add, I think it's interesting and exciting to see that so many people are willing to have the conversations and to admit that they don't understand or they, you know, didn't know something before and change their opinion or change their outlook and learn together moving forward.
So once again, Day of Action, Day of Virtual Action is coming up on June 21st. That is a Sunday. And Madeline, what is the best way to access all information and opportunities? Is it at the United Way website?
So So yes, I just want to do a quick clarification. Day of Action is generally on June 21st, but sometimes when that falls on a weekend, we kind of say on or around. We'll
okay.
be having the main Day of Action on June 19th, but also since it's virtual, we're kind of thinking of it as a month-long process. As Kristen said, there's been many things already happening, so we're allowing this to happen at different timelines. But definitely to get more information, you can go to www.uwgive.org/NDOA.
I thank you both so much for the time and sharing the experience today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Thanks for having us.
That is Madeline Mortimer, Senior Development Associate with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and Kristen Klotschko, the Communications and Operations Coordinator with Engage at EMU. For more information on the United Way's National Day of Service, visit the Washtenaw United Archive. You can check out our webpage at WEMU.org. We'll include all the necessary resources and links for you. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.